Here in the United States, a new poll shows that President Bush is losing support among a key constituency in the 17 so-called battleground states. There are states considered too close to call in the presidential election. Rural voters provided the president's winning margin in those states 4 years ago. The new poll indicates that the rural margin is diminishing. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Rural voters tend to be Republican and conservative, according to election results and polling data. They voted overwhelmingly for George Bush 4 years ago, and most still support him now, according to a new poll of 536 likely rural voters in 17 battleground states. Kathy Yar is a 47-year-old preschool director in Merrill, Wisconsin, and she explains her continuing support for the president this way.
I generally am pretty conservative in my beliefs, and I'm an avid hunter and fisherman and all those things, and he supports. I'm also very pro-life, and I'm also against gay marriage and those kinds of things, and more closely aligned with his beliefs on those things.
Poll respondents like Yar give the president a 9-point lead over Democrat John Kerry in rural portions of the battleground states. But the same people said they gave candidate Bush a margin twice as big 4 years ago. Close to half now say that the nation is on the wrong track. 44% disapprove of the president's job performance. And many voted for Mr. Bush before and consider themselves Republican still, but say they're having a difficult time making that choice now. David Knopp is a 53-year-old millwright in Mount Alto, West Virginia.
I believe that we need to support our president, but we also need jobs over here in the United States, and there's not jobs. We need a change. I believe we need a change.
Rural places are suffering more economically, and they've sent a disproportionate number of servicemen and women to the war in Iraq. David Townsend is a retired guidance counselor in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, who supported the president 4 years ago, but cites Iraq as his reason for change.
I don't think the reasons that he gave at the time that we went into it have proven to be anywhere nearly accurate. He was either badly misled or did some misleading on his own. I don't think that he's a man for the job.
None of this would matter if the president didn't need these people and places in November. Any loss of support could threaten a fragile winning formula if the election is close. Big margins in the rural battleground overcome losing margins in the urban battleground. Anna Greenberg is the Democratic pollster who conducted this rural tracking poll.
I have no doubt that George Bush will win rural battleground voters, but he needs to win them by the same margin that he won them in 2000, and right now he is not building that margin. In order to win in very close states, he needs to, you know, get what he got in 2000 or even exceed it. He can't underperform in these areas in order to win.
Republican political consultant Bill Greener believes the poll may overstate the risk for the president, given the margin of error and a decline in rural population, which may mean fewer rural voters this year. But he agrees the rural vote will be pivotal.
The bottom line is that rural votes in key swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, those kinds of states, very much will constitute the margin of difference for those states. And that makes that a very, very, very important part of the electorate.
Greener notes the poll does not show the disenchanted, embracing Democrat John Kerry. Only a third have warm feelings for Kerry, who polls just slightly better than Al Gore did among the same people 4 years ago. So neither candidate can afford to take these voters for granted, says Dee Davis, who directs the Center for Rural Strategies, the nonpartisan rural interest group that commissioned the poll.
I don't think we've heard from either side a well-articulated, thoughtful rural policy that's going to make a difference. And we need to hear something soon.
The poll doesn't ask about rural issues, and the respondents called by NPR said there was nothing inherently rural in their responses. Still, Davis is hopeful that the slim margin in the rural battleground will force the candidates to focus more on issues that might attract rural support. Howard Berkus, NPR News.